Hello, fellow freaks. I'm Zach, your host of the Ox Podcast, bringing you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom. No bullshit, no topic off limits. If any episode of the Ox has moved you in some small way, please take a few seconds to share this podcast with someone else. The best way to spread love is to share what you love. Now, without further ado, let's plug in. How to use the five whys to get more clarity. Last week, I was listening to an episode of the Lex Friedman podcast, which, if you couldn't tell by now, I like a lot. It's a great podcast with artificial researcher Lex Friedman. He's also a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt and a great guitar player. And he has a wonderful podcast where recently he spoke with MMA coach and also Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt John Clark. And I will link that episode in the podcast description so you guys can check it out. In the episode with John Clark, John mentions the five whys and how to use the five whys to get more clarity in your life. And so I thought it would be cool to do the five whys on this podcast and see where I end up. So before I get into the five whys, let me explain it. So the five whys can be used with anything. You start with a topic, for example, ice cream, and you ask yourself why five times, getting to a deeper and deeper level, hopefully getting to some sort of clarity on the main topic. So, for example, the first question would be, why do I like ice cream? Maybe you like ice cream because it tastes really good. Why does ice cream taste really good to me? Well, I don't like all ice cream flavors, but I do like foods that have a lot of sugar. I especially like chocolate. And then you would ask, okay, like, why do I like foods that have a lot of sugar? Like, why? And then the idea is that you get to a deeper and deeper level every time you ask yourself the five whys. And I think this would be cool to play with myself. So I'm going to pick a prompt and then I will dive deeper and deeper into the five whys to see where I end up. And I've thought a little bit about the topic, which is podcasting. And so the first why that I'm going to ask myself is, why do I want to be a podcaster? And I wrote down that I want to be a podcaster because it's the most exciting opportunity I've come across to make a living. Also, connecting with people of a different perspective, I enjoy learning. And we're always being honest here, so my own ego. It feels good to have a platform. And it feels good to be able to talk to people and have people tune in and download. And it's cool to see those downloads go up. And it definitely is a source of validation that people love what you're putting out. It's also one of my goals to limit my misuse of the platform. I would hope that I'm not acting out of ego, that I'm acting out of wanting to make my small corner of the world a better place. And so there may be multiple answers for each why. I forgot to mention that at the beginning. So if there are, pick the most pressing one for each why, and then you can go deeper into it. So why do I want to be a podcaster? I want to be a podcaster because it's the most exciting opportunity I've come across to make a living. Number two, why is it the most exciting opportunity I've come across to make a living? I enjoy the conversational aspect of it. That's definitely a super exciting thing to me. The actual act of podcasting is something I find meaningful. I find meaning in not only the conversation where I'm actually talking to someone and recording it, I also really do enjoy the research aspect of it. I enjoy coming up with questions. I enjoy thinking in different ways. I enjoy trying to get to levels that guests haven't been to before on other podcasts. And it's exciting to go through that process and feel myself grow as a podcaster, hopefully in a positive direction. And because of that meaning, I can continue to podcast even on days where I don't feel like it. Like today, I didn't really feel like recording this podcast. For whatever reason, I was feeling kind of tired and burnt out, but I made a promise to myself and listeners that this would be a daily podcast, and I'm going to put podcasts out, you know, every day. There may be a few days here and there that I plan to not release podcasts because of trips or holidays, spending time with family, things like that, a few times during the year. But I'm definitely not going to wake up and then decide not to record a podcast because I don't feel like it. That's not what I signed up for. And so that's why it's the most exciting opportunity I've come across, that I not only get excitement out of the actual act of podcasting, but because the bullshit, the quote unquote bullshit of like the tedious tasks of podcasting, also I can get excited to do that as well. I can put myself in an excitement mode even on days I don't feel like it. So let's go with the conversation aspect of that answer. So to recap, why do I want to be a podcaster? I want to be a podcaster because it's the most exciting opportunity I've come across to make a living. Why is it the most exciting opportunity? Because I enjoy the conversation aspect of it. The third why do I enjoy the conversation aspect of it? And I was thinking about this for a while, and I think maybe it's because I was always pegged as the shy kid growing up. And in a lot of ways, the podcasting is defying other people's expectations of me, other people's labels of me, and in a way defying my own expectations of myself. You know, when I was 13, 14 years old, there were a lot of times where I was super intimidated to speak. I really wasn't super outgoing, even all the way up until freshman year of college. And having conversations with people, especially in a recorded setting, is uncomfortable for me. It puts fear in me, and I get some sort of sick, twisted satisfaction of going against that. And I also, it's some of the most beautiful moments of my life have come as a result of this podcast, and I want to keep having beautiful moments. So why do I enjoy the conversation aspect of podcasting? Defying expectations of me being shy. I'm going to go with that. And so number four, the fourth why would be, why do I want to defy expectations? Deep down, I want to be interesting. I want to leave a mark. People that defy expectations, I think, leave a bigger mark on the world than people that do always what's expected of them. My worst fear is losing a drive to do exciting things, becoming complacent. And in order to defy expectations, you have to do things that are out of your comfort zone. That's part of defying expectations, is that if you're always doing what people expect of you, then you're not really leaving your comfort zone, and that forces you out of a place of complacency. I think also there's also ego in defying expectations. It's cool to speak with cool people. It's cool to be someone who stands out and doesn't have the normal 9-to-5 job. And yeah, definitely want to be known as a cool person who does cool things. So there's definitely a part of me that just that loves the individualistic aspect of podcasting and defying expectations. So to recap before the fifth and final why do I want to be a podcaster? Because it's the most exciting opportunity I've come across to make a living. Why is it the most exciting opportunity I've come across? Because I enjoy the conversation aspect of it. I find meaning in the bullshit. Why do I enjoy the conversation aspect of it is the third why. And I think it's because a lot of it is defying expectations as a shy kid growing up. Why do I want to defy expectations? Because I want to leave a mark. And so the fifth and final why do I want to leave a mark? Maybe it's because I'm scared of dying. I heard somewhere that everything we do is a reaction to our fear of death, that deep down we do things and we keep busy because otherwise we'd just be sitting around constantly thinking that the inevitable end to our life is coming, sometimes unexpectedly. And that's a thought that is always in our subconscious. It's always in the background, that this is all going to be gone one day. We'll be gone one day. I'll be dead one day. You'll be dead one day. Everything's going to come to an end, and we don't know exactly what happens at that end. We do know that it's not going to continue in whatever world we know right now. It's not going to be the same. Maybe it'll be nothing. And I think that's a lot of the reason why I want to leave a mark, because I'm scared of going away. I'm scared of dying. Podcasting is a great way to leave a mark, because there's a recorded journey of my life and other people's lives. And if I keep doing this for decades, there's going to be a massive recording of things that I do, and that's going to be a mark for other people to consume on the world after I die. So there's definitely some ego in that too, where it's like, you know, do I really think I'm that important to be having all these conversations or saying this right now? So yeah, the ego is definitely there. And at the same time, I enjoy it. I get a lot of meaning from podcasting. I'm slowly carving a path towards financial freedom with podcasting. And maybe my fear of death drives my podcasting engine more than I give it credit. So yeah, as a recap, why do I want to be a podcaster? Because it's fucking exciting. Why is it the most exciting opportunity I've come across? Because I enjoy the conversation aspect. Why do I enjoy the conversation? Because I want to defy expectations as a shy kid. Why do I want to defy expectations? Because I want to be interesting. I want to leave a mark. Why do I want to leave a mark? Maybe because I'm scared of dying. So underlying podcasting, based on the game of the five whys, why do I want to be a podcaster? Because I'm afraid to die. That's the, according to this, that's the true meaning. And I suspect that there is a lot of truth in that. So my challenge to you and a challenge to myself is to do the five whys. Try it out for important things in your life, for your career, for your relationships, for family issues. And just because you do it once doesn't mean you'll get the same answer next time for the same topic. If I start with tomorrow, the first why of why do I want to be a podcaster, I doubt that I'm going to end up with death again, or maybe death in the same way. Just because you do something once doesn't mean you're going to get the same answer the next time. You're not going to end up in the same spot. So do it multiple times and see where you end up if it's something super important to you. We're always going in and out of different states of consciousness during the day, and that definitely affects the way that you ask yourself questions and the way that you respond to them. So do the five whys. Do it to get more clarity. Ask yourself, you know, why, and keep asking yourself why, and see where you end up. It's fun. I had fun doing this. And yeah, definitely, if you do it, let me know how it goes. Send me an email, Zach@Auxoro. Tag me on Instagram @Auxoro, TikTok, wherever, make a video. Shoot me a message on Instagram DM and let me know how it goes. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow.